Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Download the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It's available in the App Store and Google Play. Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Scientology is a religion that contains tools and methods to assist you in finding your own answers to life's questions.
The TB12 method is more than a new way to think. It's better living.
Let me ask you this.
Ask yourself,
who are you?
What if a month from today you felt better doing everything you love to do?
Your body is something that you have. Your body is something you use.
To ensure your body is working for you day and night, use TB12 functional apparel and sleepwear.
So if you're not your body,
ask yourself,
what are you? Your mind? Well, first, what is the mind?
Our brains are our control centers.
Your mind is something you use to figure things out.
Practice plasticity-based brain exercises to keep your brain in optimal condition.
In Scientology, we use the word thetan.
At TB12, we use the word supplement.
The term thetan is taken from the Greek letter theta, which has long served as a symbol for thought or spirit.
Try to avoid self-inflammation, whether it's in your mind, body, or spirit.
You have a body, you have a mind, you are a thetan.
The answer is in your hands.
Scientology offers tools you can use to increase your abilities and reach your full potential in life.
I practice and live the TB12 method in my job and in my life.
For the subject of Scientology is you.
I wish you the best of luck on your journey as you become the very best version of yourself.
.5 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, that of course is Tom Brady, and a Scientology book read by the same person.
It does. It's when I was putting that together, and I listened to the guy who did the book on tape for the TB12 method that came out. Tom Brady did the first two chapters, and the rest of it's done by a professional voiceover guy. And then I found the Scientology commercial, and then I realized that seems to be the same voiceover guy that they used, I'm sure accidentally, I'm sure not by somebody who it was in connection with the two of them together, but
you
either
sound
way.
Like you look in the yellow pages for a weirdo voiceover guy.
Right. Cultish voiceover for a cultish type program.
Hypnotic voiceover.
Right.
By the way, so Scientology, its own network now. I suggest you watch it.
There's a channel?
Yeah, it's great. It's the greatest.
Is it just Battlefield Earth, like, 24/7?
No, it's just like, hey, I'm Hank, and I love barbecuing in America.
A lot of Billy Sheehan? Yeah. Billy Sheehan playing the bass?
He goes, like, here's my riff called Dianetics.
Are you kidding me? Hang on. What's this? I got to find out what's playing on that network. Is it just called the Scientology Network?
I don't know. It's not the Scientology Network. It's called, like, something else. But it's maybe it is.
No King of Queens.
No, they don't have.
They do not like Leah Remini. Scientology.tv. Oh, that doesn't look creepy.
No, it is like, I'm a normal guy.
Well, speaking of that, there seems to be a concerted effort by one Tom Brady, because one of the biggest things about him over the past, boy, I guess like decade, since he's basically been the guy, since he's been post-Tara Reid, wouldn't you say, actually, not even post-Tara Reid, post- what was her name? The one from Coyote Ugly, Bridget Moynihan. As soon as he went Giselle, he kind of became somebody that lived on a different planet.
Right.
Unrelatable, hanging out with princes and somebody who, like...
Someone who lived in town, but if he was seen anywhere, it was big news.
Yeah. Like, yes. Whoa, what are you doing at Wegmans?
Right, exactly. Like, someone who lives... Someone who is a local of this area.
Probably lives a quarter mile from Wegmans.
Yes.
But was, he was ever in there.
Yeah, he lives not far from me.
Right. Yeah, but he's right down the road. But you're right. Like, the guy doesn't travel in a car. He seems like I have some underground portal.
He teleports.
He goes everywhere. Like, no one ever sees the guy.
Sure.
So, so I have a feeling that there was a, not a feeling, it seems to be true, a concerted effort over the last year and a half to say, we need to make you relatable. If you're going to have any kind of success after football is over, we need you to be more like Peyton Manning in that aspect. And I know he probably got a chill when he heard that, but what is Peyton? Why did Peyton Manning get all the endorsements? Because he seemed like a dumb hick who lived next door.
Right.
And he was selling pizza and potato chips and things like that. Stuff
and
that
he was
Brady
willing to take a back seat to the real star, Papa John.
Which is Papa John, of course. We all know that. So they said, we need you to somehow look like more of a human being. And Tom just like, does not compute. How does one become human? You know, he's like the robots from Heartbeeps.
Sure.
There's a good reference for you. And they want to all become humans. And so somebody on social media said, here's what you got to do. Start making cartoons. The TB Times.
Because that was really normal. Yeah.
That
wasn't the work of a maniac.
Because there were cartoons that really had no... humor.
No, or a whole lot of sense. And they were kind of, if you think about it, unsportsmanlike, because they only did it after a win, and it was like, hey, look, like I'm with a dolphin underwater and an alligator.
And then there's fidget spinners.
Yeah,
randomly.
Yeah, that's not a relatable thing.
Either way, once again, failed attempt to possibly try to be a human.
I don't know who was advising him.
I don't know.
It's like Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney. Is he still alive?
He's never going to die.
No. Jim Gray.
No.
Who has been for this advice?
I mean, all you do is make one of the cartoons.
Yes. And then he did something
like... Put an alligator in it.
For the most part. Is that what he just yelled? He's like obsessed with alligators?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to have that, Andy Rooney. Thank you very much. Alligator obsessed Andy Rooney.
Don't any black guys on the team.
Andy Rooney. This is wildly racist, Andy Rooney. This is like sharecropper Andy Rooney. Yeah.
You know it. Andy Rooney was very racist.
Right. He was against
the Andy Rooney the guy
he was the
minutes,
guy picketing the guy? Emancipation Proclamation.
You know what really bothers me? That's Andy Rooney?
Yeah, but
I'm thinking of the little actor. I don't mean Andy Rooney.
Oh, you're thinking Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy things guy.
Oh, well, Mickey Rooney was the best.
Yeah, you think that guy wasn't racist?
No, he was racist. I just think Mickey Rooney was just... he had a lot on his mind. We do know that. He was a very strange gentleman.
Make a cartoon like they did in 1915. Sexy thing.
All right, thank you very much, Andy Rooney.
But I remember when a dame would dare show her feet and she'd get them lopped off.
Okay, well, that's not probably something that I ever remember.
You harlot. Showing your feet.
Okay, well, feet are... You know, fine, SDA, he's a big fan of them.
DA.
Yes, you a big fan of DA? Damon Amendola and his love of all things?
No!
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I hate him.
DA, what do you think of feet?
Sexy thing.
All right, Andy, you would probably think that.
Foot is the devil's playground.
We went from Andy Rooney owning slaves to Mickey Rooney.
Whoa, you went crazy with that. I didn't say that.
So now, what we have is Tom Brady trying to act like a human being. And he can't quite figure out how to do it. Now, the one thing that he did do right, in my opinion, for 75% of it, which is still better than he's been hitting before, is Tom versus Time. I thought that 75% of it, he kind of looked like a normal person. Hell, you saw him in the car for the first time getting upset about a game,
right.
Talking on the phone with, I mean, like, you know, like he was kind of a, it seemed like, and then there was the weird TB12 stuff, which kind of took away from that. So that kind of worked. And now he's Mr. Instagram guy. Now he's, I'm going to show you what kind of comedic chops I have on Instagram. And this really all kind of came to a head with that. I'm a normal guy who sings out of tune at concerts. Just having a good time. Yep, he's singing all that.
Yeah, he's having a lot of fun.
What else do normal guys do, Fred?
I don't know.
Just tell me, if you were the writer of a normal guy sitcom.
Oh, like barbecuing or something?
Oh, you're
sitting in the easy chair drinking beer.
What
right?
do you want to do? You're stuck at home, but what do you want to be doing?
Wait, what are you
mean? You're sniffing right around that spot. You
like
said you
want to
be
golf?
Oh! How about Tom Brady Instagram and playing golf, but not just playing golf. What does he do? He shanks one.
Darn it!
Been there, done that, Tommy. Oh, watch out for the poison ivy.
Yeah.
Right, you know what he just needs to do?
And you know he did it on purpose, too.
Oh, of course. Like, his acting is so awful in it,
he's
too.
He's like, darn it!
Right. And he does. He looks at the camera like, I can never get this golf game straight.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. I believe the guy who plays Pebble Beach every year shanks balls off the tee.
I'm just expecting this, like...
Darn it!
He's just gonna get to the point where he's recreating Kevin Can Wait episodes.
Yeah, he's just like, what? Like, he's just like, Giselle comes into the kitchen and he's caught red-handed eating the cake.
There's actually an episode of Kevin Can Wait where Kevin goes to the Billy Joel concert and is singing at the front arm. I also believe there's an episode of Kevin Can Wait where he plays dodgeball with his friends. I'm not joking. I think there's one where they go and they play dodgeball, and it's like they put this dramatic music. That is the latest Instagram thing that he put out there of him playing dodgeball with his family.
Oh, really?
Tom Brady is turning into Kevin Can Wait.
Well, maybe the writers of Kevin Can Wait have come out and...
There's a... on the monitor here. Yeah, that's a dodgeball game. Yes, sir.
He's playing dodgeball. By the way, he nails his mom, which is actually kind of legitimately funny. But there is... was there ever a Kevin Can Wait episode where he's walking through
the
woods?
See his butt crack.
He probably can, which is why I watched it several times. Is there a Kevin Can Wait episode where he goes into the woods like he's camping one time and he just doesn't know how to do it right and he sees a bear?
Yes, I'm sure that there's not many. You just pick a sitcom.
There
is one. He gets in good shape, better shape, and the wife is jealous of him. So they go out like camping, and they get lost.
Okay, do they find a bear by any chance?
I'm sure they run afoul.
And of course,
of something.
There's that thing where they stand and talk to each other while the bear looms over them.
Because Tom Brady was walking out in the woods and he saw a bear.
There's a bear.
Whatever Gronkowski's guy is in a bear suit.
it was a Chris Gronkowski.
Yeah, Chris Gronkowski's like,
get in the bear suit.
Get in the bear suit.
So Tom Brady's impression of what like the normal man does is an episode of Kevin Can Wait. He has turned himself into Kevin James via the internet. And you know, as soon as it's done, he like throws the phone down and like has like a golden robe thrown around his neck. And he just walks away like, with his
James
scepter.
James Brown at the end of a show. I can do it no more.
Right, they hand him a scepter, and then he like golfs at like a 75.
All right.
Yeah.
We have audio from Stephen A. Smith that we'll share with you. But first, here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer, brought to you by Cambridge Savings Bank.
Darn it!
Zone for Sports. Watson Zone for Sports is just a command away.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Sports Hub, American Red Cross Blood Drive. It's Saturday, July 14th. Donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Best Western in Woburn. Raffles and games throughout the day. Walk-ins welcome or schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub, American Red Cross Blood Drive. Saturday from 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn.
You know, this past week was kind of a lot of fun, and I know a lot of people, when they go on vacation, they put their phones away, but there was just too much interesting NBA stuff that was going on. I mean, during that week, it's always free agency, and there's always teams going from one place, and it was wildly unexpected, a lot of the stuff that happened. I mean, as we were talking about with LeBron James, when he went to Los Angeles, I immediately thought, as well as a lot of other people, that, all of a sudden, that's when the stars were going to all of a sudden end up in L.A. with LeBron. Like, Paul George, I thought, was a given. He was going to be there. He wanted to play there. He ends up staying with Oklahoma City. I guess LeBron did not want Paul George there in L.A. Did I hear that?
I didn't hear that again.
I saw a bunch of... There's so many different weird conflicting reports around who's doing what and where. I thought then at least DeMarcus Cousins would go there. He ended up going to the Warriors. Kawhi Leonard, that whole thing is kind of calming down, and now Vegas has the odds of him being a 76er the highest, and then it's the Spurs. So there's a chance he could just end up staying with the Spurs. Oh my God, Tony Parker ends up going to Charlotte, which is really strange seeing him in another jersey. Was he like the longest tenured player?
He and Manu Ginobili, I think 16 years each.
I mean, that's
something like that.
So he's gone. But one thing that happened over the week is that when news would break, not all of these reporters would be in the studio, so they would just jump on their Twitter and make a video, including Stephen A. Smith.
We played this last week.
Did you play this?
When he's on the airplane?
No. This is a different one.
Oh, okay.
No, that was when DeMarcus Cousins thing happened.
Okay.
No. This is when LeBron said he was going to go to Los Angeles.
Is he on the toilet?
It might as well be, because where he has placed the camera is on a table, but the table is like right eye level with his crotch. Like, it's like, it is...
Maybe that was a sign for all the booties out there.
Listen, the guy is obsessed with booties.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah, I guess I understand that. But, I mean, like, the half of the screen is his, like, crotch and legs, and then it kind of shoots up towards his face. I don't know if... Remember Doc Ellis, that whole story about him not knowing he was going to pitch, so he did a bunch of acid, and then they were like, hey, you have to... But there was like, you got to pitch, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I wish I would have known I wouldn't have taken this acid. Maybe this is a Doc Ellis situation. Maybe Stephen A. Smith didn't realize news was going to break when it did.
Okay.
And maybe he's under the influence of something. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, let's all start to figure out what's Stephen A. Smith on.
I'm happy because I get to be in L.A.
Where the biggest booties are.
Yep.
Always, always ass.
He did get into butt voice there.
He did.
He kind of lowered himself into butt voice.
Because you know there's like just two butts like on the table.
Just off camera.
Yeah, just like
there are two women that are not facing him. They're sitting the opposite direction.
Excuse me. I've been living off a butt sandwich.
It's like he just all of a sudden started imagining all of the butts in L.A.
Can you imagine? He's just got two butts on either ear.
And his head just starts shaking and he starts foaming at the mouth.
His love of asses is right up there with D.A.'s feet.
It can't be beat.
All right, so he is in total ass voice at this point.
I'm happy because I get to be in L.A. I love L.A. We love it.
Yo, all that sound in the background is just butts flapping.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh, look, Stephen, the new delivery of butts came in.
A delivery of butts? That's not a great like band name. I don't know what it is.
Big, I'm still trying to figure that out. A big wood package comes and he takes like one of the prize and open. His butts come tumbling out.
And it's just like the guy in the chair in the TDK tape just like wins.
He's like a sinister... Stephen A. Smith, we finally developed the butt ray. Because he can't say anything now without me thinking of his love of ass.
He did kind of ruin himself.
So I'm a bottom feeder.
Yes, I know.
Right, so, here we go.
Our reason to be excited. Don't expect the Lakers to win. Don't think I'm thinking the Lakers going to win the championship, because they're not. They'll be back in the playoffs, but they'll be irrelevant enough for me to go to L.A.
I'm telling you,
there are girls there. Yeah. There are women there. But Stephen, when are you going to be done?
Yeah, and he's just sitting there like...
Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass.
I mean, mean, it's serious. All serious. Listen to the background. It's adult women, and they look like something's going on.
They'll be back in the playoffs, but they'll be irrelevant enough for me to go to L.A.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Man.
Always, always ass.
The bigger the cushion, the sweeter the portion. That's what I said.
I'm a bottom feeder. Always, always ass.
The deeper the quicksand, or so I have read.
I can't play anymore.
There all right, go. So
no,
but just listen to what's going on in the background. I bet you didn't realize this.
I didn't.
Not even enough for me to go to L.A. What can I say? I ain't apologizing for that. Oh, by the way, stay off the weed. I just did that for folks out there that love me saying that. That obviously has nothing to do with LeBron. Just want to let y'all know.
I'm telling you, he's under the influence of butt.
Maybe he is.
I mean, there sounds like there's like an orgy going on.
Some butt hazing is taking place in the room.
Oh, yeah. You gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight.
Always, always.
Oh, you gonna let it all hang out? Bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Stay off the weeds. Stop.
And then he just like stands up and falls into a pile of butts.
And it's like a bounce house. It just like floats to the ceiling.
It's like the cartoon heavy metal.
Jeez. And he just has, he's just laughing the whole time.
It's you mad
Stay off the weed.
The best is he had to come out and apologize for talking about his love of butts.
That was strange.
Oh, Stephen A. Stephen A. Smith. I can't think of you any longer without... It's like a sinister... We finally come up with the butt ray.
The butt ray?
Now play the sinister laugh.
Well, of course. I mean, he definitely gets a little...
And now all the butts will be mine.
That is really on a different level. I mean, the bounce house is one thing, but a sinister butt ray might be a different one.
Steven, we finally come up with the potion that every woman's butt will increase by 40 times.
Oh, we lost our call.
Yes. All right. Here are the headlines.
Stay off the weed.
Teacher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stay off the weed.
There you go, Stephen A. Smith. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Who would have thought that an organization that was run by Roger Goodell would encourage players to be rats and snitches on their fellow players? This is kind of interesting. This is Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk was taking a look at the PED policy. This is something that Mike Hurley should have done. Like, of all the things that he reviews and all the documents, you thought he would come across this. But this is something in the players' guide that it's a clause when it comes to PED reporting. It says, quote, the NFL Management Council may, prior to the conclusion of a player's appeal, reduce the length of the suspension and corresponding bonus forfeiture by up to 50% when the player has provided full and complete assistance, including hearing testimony if required, to the management council which would result in the finding of an additional violation of the policy by another player, coach, trainer, or other person subject to this policy.
All right, they're going to get right out there and they're going to contribute publicly to a trial or even behind the scenes.
Right, a guy that he shares a locker room with, he is going to go on the stand and say, you know what, this guy right here has been taking PEDs. Thank you very much. I'll take half the sentence, and now I will end up having to play with this gentleman and get my ass kicked. So congratulations, NFL. You are rewarding snitching. What a fine organization you have there. Vegas is giving the Patriots the highest 2018 odds to make the playoffs by a ton. It's one thing to say they're going to make it, which everyone knows, but then you take a look at just how there's almost no one else in the same ballpark as them.
They're going to win the division. I mean, there's no way they don't win the division.
Sure, but if you take
look... You could lose half the team and win the division.
Mm-hmm. The New England Patriots are at a minus 1,500, which means that you would have to spend $1,500 to win 100 in Vegas. That's actually not a bad investment. On top of that, if you
have to really,
if you want to make $200, you're going to plunk down $3,000 and go, hey, how about that?
Yeah, it's good interest.
And then it drops all the way down to who would the next team be?
Eagles.
Odds to make the, Eagles are not.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah. They're at minus 550. So it goes from minus 1,500 to minus 550. The Eagles and the Vikings are both tied after that at minus 260. And then it goes the Rams, very nice. The Packers, Chargers at minus 145. That's interesting. The Jaguars, Texans, and New Orleans Saints, all of them in the minus category. So Patriots blowing them all away. ESPN has nuked its comment section, saying we don't need any comments underneath these articles.
I don't know why anyone has a comment section. I mean, the only people that post under articles are insane. Or housebound.
You know, I obviously don't blame them for doing this, because if you're going to comment on it, you're just going to take the article, post it onto Twitter, and then put your comment if you wanted to. So why would you have it underneath there? I know it's probably because they've gotten in a ton of trouble of people asking to remove comments from underneath it. Matter of fact, just stuff I've put on our Facebook page, people have gotten into infighting, like between like two people, and then someone will say something, and every once in a while, I'll get an email saying, can you please remove these comments because someone's being mean or whatever, and you're just like, I don't have to deal with this.
I don't know why, like, what is the point of comments? There's none. Like, what does it do for you?
Well, you get the right of the what for.
Off some anger, otherwise you'd be a really angry person.
So you have 1,000 morons fighting with each other over some nonsense.
Yep.
You know what? Take it all away from them. Take everyone's ability to go on the internet anonymously and talk away.
Oh, I saw a new Black Mirror this weekend that you would love. It's called Hated in the Nation. Have you seen that one?
No, I've only seen the one.
Oh, it's about anonymous people. There is this people who start randomly dying and no one can figure out how. Who end up the day before becoming a social media scourge to society. Like, the first person was a woman who wrote for a newspaper this article that this woman in a wheelchair, you shouldn't feel sympathy for, and that she's faking it. Of course, everyone turns on her and she becomes a scourge of the day, and that person ends up dying. Then there is a famous rapper who was on some show like Ellen, and they said, we had a contest, who could dance like Tusk, the rapper, and here's a little 12-year-old kid, and he's doing this dance, and the kid's waiting backstage, and he goes, that kid sucks. That kid's a horrible dancer. He's never going to be anything in life. That guy's garbage. And meanwhile, you see the kid like crying backstage, so he ends up dying, and it's basically about all of the anonymous people, and I don't want to spoil too much, but you would absolutely love that episode. It's called Hated in the Nation.
I just don't understand why it exists. Like, I don't understand to go to Reddit or something, but if I have a website, what do I care what you have to say?
Sure. That's a good point. Yeah.
There's places where you can discuss whatever the hell you want, but just not on my website. Who needs you?
Although, do you think that someone like Dan Shaughnessy reads the comments and just, like, it actually makes his day?
I bet you anything that Shaughnessy's never read one of his articles online.
No, he has. He's looked at the comments. We've talked to him about that.
Oh, okay, because it seems to me, I mean, the man still uses a landline here.
He does use a landline.
He stands in the kitchen
on a landline with, like, a legal pad and writes notes.
I bet if I press, like redial on it, it goes straight to John Henry. It's going to be that's where he uses, like, all of his, you know, so no one can trace his phone or whatever. I think that's what he does.
There you go.
That's where all the deals are made. So Ant-Man and the Wasp was huge this weekend. I saw it. It was pretty good. $76 million it made at the box office, with The Incredibles 2 coming in at $29 million, Jurassic World at $28 million. Uncle Drew hanging in there. It's almost turning out to be exactly what I predicted. I said opening weekend would be anywhere between 15 and 18. I think it made 16 in its opening weekend. And I said total at the box office, it would make about $40 million. It actually might beat that. Because after 2 weeks, it's made $30 million.
Huh.
At the, like this past weekend, it made 6.6.
They're into a plus as far as the budget's concerned. They're making money.
It's actually fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, as a matter of fact. It's like 70% or like 68
or
something.
Is this you
like
taking a victory lap?
No,
is that what this
no,
is?
No, I predicted it exactly. There's nothing to really brag about it being $40 million at the box office. It's exactly what I said it was going to be.
I thought it was going to be a disaster. I thought it was going to be an epic disaster.
See, I knew it wasn't going to be a disaster, but I also didn't have any delusions of grandeur that this was going to be a mega hit. Put it this way. For a movie that's based on a product, like a commercial, that's pretty respectable. As a matter of fact, most of the reviews say the exact same thing I did. It's like, it could have been worse. It's not as bad as it could have been, which isn't a glowing review, but not, needless to say, it's got like 67%
positive. The studio dumped it in the summer where they know... You know, you're not going to go up against Jurassic World and, you know, The Incredibles 2.
Well,
so they just dumped it and they said, here, if you can make some money, make some money.
Then everybody wins. Speaking of things that might be fairly disturbing at the box office, there was one thing in Ant-Man and the Wasp that I do not like this trend in movies. And people are doing it and I don't, and it's gotten a little out of control because for some strange reason, people think it looks realistic. And that is the CGI-ing of characters that are either dead or making them younger. Like, do you remember in the Fast and the Furious when they had Paul Walker's CGI'd head and that was supposed
to
look great?
On his brother's body, he was acting for him.
And it was creepy as hell.
It was weird.
It was like the end of Rogue One where you saw a young Carrie Fisher and that looked creepy as hell. Met Grand Moff Tarkin in that. They used him from like years ago and that actor died years ago. So... in the new Ant-Man and the Wasp, there is a younger version of Michael Douglas and Michelle Pfeiffer that actually freaked out my son so much that he did not want to see Michelle Pfeiffer's face for the rest of the movie. Like, it was so creepy the way they de-aged her that her head's, like, glowing and it kind of bobbled and didn't, like, move with the rest of the body.
Was it Grease 2?
It freaked him out. It was not Grease 2. She was not a cool rider.
Okay, well, now, I mean, if it was from... They should have just clipped in Grease 2.
So if you love that type of creepy animation, just know that in the new movie Captain Marvel that's coming out... Samuel L. Jackson is going to be digitally de-aged 25 years for the entirety of the movie. For every scene that he is in, he is going to have a CGI age-regressed face throughout the entire thing. It says you can have all the reference material. They have aged amazingly. It's not like normal humans. It's like Paul Rudd. How someone can do that in effect in real life is amazing, and we are going to do that in the new Captain Marvel movie. So congratulations.
All right. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, I just got back from jury duty, and I can't find my cat. So I'm wondering if Kitty Litter James Stewart has any places I should be looking.
The verdict's in. I'm in the attic. Psych.
See, I thought you would have been under the shed. You faked everybody else.
I'm around. Hey, I'm under the bed. Psych.
No, you're not there. Because you're a cat, you just kind of...
You can't see me.
No, that's a John Cena line.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the rock bottom.
is that the rock? Is that the rock's move?
I'm going to... Yeah, rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
Hey, look. I've sprayed...
I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah. You're gross. Hey, I sprayed litter all around the room. It's going to get on your feet when you walk. And then you're going to get into bed and there's going to be litter in the bed. With my pee on it.
Okay, well, that's not good. Thank you, Kitty Litter James Stewart.
Hey. I'm going to use the litter box and then jump on the counter.
That's not
in
good.
The kitchen.
That's not good. It's very
unsanitary. You're
going to
end up eating my litter.
Okay, I don't want to do that. That is not good.
It clings to my feet.
Okay. Big news if you're a fan of movies that shouldn't be made. Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to Top Gun, has confirmed, guess who's back? Iceman. Val Kilmer.
Oh, he looks really good.
I was just going to say, what does Iceman look like these days?
He looks
ain't
like
no leather jacket.
He looks like 100 bees stung the face of Iceman.
Boy.
If you want to know what Val Kilmer looks like nowadays. But he was approached by the studio, and as they opened up the door, he said, I'll take it. I'll do it, please. Anything.
Sandwiches.
Whatever you give me, I'll do it.
This is going to be craft services.
Miles Teller is going to be the son of Goose in the movie.
Oh, Miles Teller.
Which means he will, just like his father, never take his shirt off for the entirety of the movie, even when they're playing beach volleyball.
Miles Teller, of course.
Whiplash, right?
She's from Whiplash. The kid from Whiplash, which might be the best movie of the last 5 years. I love that movie.
You'll get whiplash trying to find me.
Well, I really can't.
Why is that? Why are we going to get whiplash finding?
Because you're looking at me and then scooch. Where am I? And you turn your head and it effing breaks.
Seems weird.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. I'm on the windowsill.
All right.
Thank you, kitty litter James Stewart. Now I know where to look.
I'm getting sun.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
For energy. For later.
Energy?
Saving it up.
Cats get charged up by the sun, is that right?
It's vitamin D, dumbass.
Sorry, I was unaware.
Why don't you try adopting a cat, you heartless prick?
Swearing cat, I don't like that.
Prick's not a swear.
It's a G rated swear.
You put it in a movie.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Herbie goes bananas. Hey, Herbie. Calm down. You've gone bananas. Don Knotts. Control that car. It's gone bananas.
This is movie reviewer Kitty Litter James Stewart.
Three paws up.
I like farces.
Really?
I like madcap farces.
One Crazy Summer? Was that a big
thing? Oh, yeah.
Too depressing.
The Three Stooges is right up your alley.
The guy in the can of beans on the beach. That was a pretty good scene.
Yeah, he farted right on him.
He did. That was perfect for my 12-year-old self.
You know what I do? I'm on the beach.
What do you do?
Defecate, then cover it up, and then wait for you to put a blanket over it. You're sitting on my feces.
What is Herbie doing right now?
He's gone bananas. He ran into a fruit stand.
That's
now there's fruit everywhere.
Okay, thank you. Is that the definition of going bananas?
Herbie.
Stop going bananas.
Seriously.
You have to stop.
Seriously, come. Calm the hell down. You've gone bananas.
I need the theme song to Herbie Goes Bananas.
I got it. Okay. Herbie, slow down. You've gone straight bananas. Hey, Herbie. You're squealing out. You've gone bananas. Don Knotts.
What are you doing? God, stop. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Please don't eat the daisies.
No, please don't eat the daisies. That's a big dog. You shouldn't be around.
Yeah, that dog eating all the daisies.
All right. Thank you. Don Knotts obsessed skinny little James Stewart.
The shakiest cut of the world. Hey, Jack. What are you doing with that woman? You're supposed to be, you know.
That's not Don Knotts. Don Knotts was not on Three's Company. He just looked like Don Knotts.
No, Mr.
Roper is not Don Knotts.
Don Knotts was certainly on Three's Company.
Well, he wasn't
after
Mr.
Roper.
Oh, okay. Was he? Okay. All right.
No, but Jack still had to pretend to be gay.
All right. What about the Apple Dumpling Gang? Is he a big fan of Kitty Litter James Stewart? A big fan of that?
The Apple Dumpling Gang. Hey, get out of those apples.
Okay, we have to break.
You're going to turn them all into dumplings.
Okay, all right. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done. All right, I think we have to break.
Hey, gang, what are you getting up to? Making dumplings? Real tough. Me, I talk with my blade. What are you going to do in our rumble? Throw a bunch of apples at me? Real scary.
Well, then you'd be the ghost of Mr. Chicken. If you were scared, you couldn't go to the haunted house.
I don't know that one. All I know is that stupid drunk in Mayberry. I have to keep arresting him.
Okay, all right, it's commercial.
Every time I go for my gun, I drop it.
Okay, well, that's not a good thing to do, Kitty. Don Knotts. Don Knotts obsessed Kitty Litter James Stewart. As the words come out of my mouth.
All right, very good. Okay, we'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich, 98.5
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Scott Zolak, welcome back.
Morning.
Good morning.
How was Cape Cod?
That's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, 10 days, no sports. I just went on vacation. It's great. My sister came in with her kids and her husband, and we just vacate all day.
It was my favorite type of Scott Zolak because you pretty much kind of stayed off the grid as far as sports on like, online, except for when David Price...
That's the only thing I watch. Like, what'd you do, Swing? Your show thing. I watch every single pitch, and I will watch every single pitch when he pitches, because I will incessantly root against him.
He's your hate watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I need that villain. I like your local villain. Like, Rondo used to be my local villain. I couldn't stand Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was so glad when Rondo left. Like, David Price is my new Rondo. He's worse than Rondo, because Rondo was never paid like this guy.
Right.
No.
That was... The other night, I didn't even watch, but I was like at a fireworks party,
yeah.
And I was watching all the tweets about him, and he was hitting people like the worst lineup in baseball.
Three and one inning, which
is great.
I don't know if there's some sort of record, or I'm sure that it's been quoted a thousand times.
What's a record for him?
But 3-1 inning, like when has that happened? Like when's
never happens.
He's hit two guys in a game, I think a handful of times.
Yeah, he had two. He hit two batters the entire season before he hit 3-1 inning.
Were they literally, like? Yeah. Were they torn Dorn? Where like they leaned in, into the ball, Dorn? You know.
I wouldn't want to be up after you hit two people in a row.
Look at you, Fred. How was your baseball experience? I haven't talked to you.
They did not move on.
Wow, you could have planned a vacay, huh?
No, I'm leaving on Friday.
Oh, good for you.
That's right. I'm out of here for a long time.
So you are going to miss the first week in the new studio.
And most of the second week in the new studio.
Nice.
Yeah.
But then hopefully all the glitches and everything will be knocked out.
Yeah. This is when we basically could vacay 2 months out of the year.
Essentially.
Like a 2 month window, like the month of July, part of August, and maybe February, March.
Yeah. That's your vacation's coming to an end, right? We got training camp coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, no, I still have another week. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Well, we get day of game. We usually have a lot of Thursday games.
Yeah.
I think we have two Thursday, two Friday. We get day of game off, and I usually take the Friday after game off because it's really late night that we're up. You know, poor Beetle works till like 3 a.m.
So yeah, I know. He's back.
You don't want him coming in cranky. Hey, but man, once it's for real, we're straight through the Super Bowl, baby.
I know. That's what you got to do.
Hotlanta, your guys' town. Huh?
There's no way they're going to make the Super Bowl because it's the only city that I've ever wanted to go to.
Right.
We all have friends that we want to go visit.
Exactly. I wanted New Orleans. We didn't
even
get that.
Jim Murray.
New Orleans.
Oh, I would have liked New Orleans.
Yeah. New Orleans would have been great.
But I mean, Atlanta. It would be really, really fun, and I guarantee you that they don't make the Super Bowl just because it's the first year I wanted them to.
The most transportation-unfriendly Super Bowl that you'll go to, except for Dallas, I heard, was a mess. But well, Atlanta, it's just like there's no cabs.
No, but all the... Yeah, there are. There's a ton of cabs. But the thing is that there were when I lived there, but they'll have you at the convention center, and they'll have you staying downtown in the convention center.
I don't take cabs.
What do you do?
I Uber.
Well, same difference.
Not really.
I mean,
it's a rideshare.
Well, they definitely have Uber.
They do have Uber there.
Right. And so
it's not like Wisconsin. Green Bay, the only city we go to. Pop sells usually like go to game early. Hey, let's Uber. Oh, sorry. We don't have Uber in Appleton, Wisconsin.
So Green Bay didn't have that there?
So we had to call some woman in a van. She showed up in her van, this old Astro van. And it was, she had, like, cloth seats, and it smelled really, really bad.
Probably the nicest human being you've ever met on the planet,
too. She was so nice. Oh, where are you all from? You know, like, and it literally took, like, an hour instead of 20 minutes to get to Lambeau.
But it was a hell of an experience. She took you for a ride.
Mm-hmm. She sure did.
She took you for a ride. She seemed all nice up front.
She had those wooden, those balls all over her seat. You know, the seat.
Yeah.
She had a bad back.
Yeah, well, you know, those balls, they take care of everything.
Sure do.
All right, what do you got going for
a little bit of everything. It's kind of re-entry for all of us. We're all back together.
Yeah.
And I think Beatles out next week, but as you said, first week in new studios. So it should be interesting. We have some fun today.
Enjoy yourselves. That'll be for us. Bye.